When appraisals for the mine and the mineral rights came in at over $90 million, Governor McCallum dropped the plan, saying the price tag was too high. But the Journal Sentinel's editorial points to a drop in copper and zinc prices and the state's strict environmental laws as two good reasons why the Nicolet Minerals Company might consider a more reasonable offer. The editorial also urges the environmental groups and Indian tribes who first proposed the buyout to start raising money to help finance it. But Carol Terrell of the Sierra Club says the governor cut off the negotiations before they could get started.
It was the environmental community that proposed a public acquisition using a mix of public and private funds. But it was always true that the state had to be a major player. If the governor has now announced that he supports opening the mine, that means he's not at the table to negotiate a mine purchase. So how can anybody else be at the table?
Department of Administration Secretary George Lightborn was in charge of the mine buyout plans before the governor dropped them. He says both the tribe and the environmental groups told him they weren't ready to contribute towards buying the mine. But Carol Terrell says the governor never invited private groups to sit down and negotiate. Meanwhile, spokesperson for Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says the mine permitting process should go forward. Jim Pugh says he hopes the governor will stick with his decision not to use taxpayer dollars to buy out the company.
It's fundamentally bad public policy to use massive amounts of tax dollars to take a viable natural resources out of production.
DOA Secretary Lightborn says the price of buying the mine is still too high and there are no plans to reopen negotiations with the mining company. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.